I'd like to call to order the St. Lawrence County Board of Legislators meeting for Monday, July 1st, 2019. Roll call, please.
Reagan?
Here.
Forsythe?
Here.
Lightfoot?
Here.
Sheridan?
Here.
Leader?
Here.
Denisha?
Here.
Perkins?
Here.
Akers?
Here.
Fay?
Here.
Haggard?
Here.
Arquette?
Here.
Burke?
Here.
Arquette?
Here.
Terminelli?
Here.
Kern?
Here.
15 present.
Mr. Denisha, would you lead us a prayer, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, this evening we thank you for the opportunity to gather here the citizens of this great wonderful nation. As we approach the 4th of July, the day that represents the 243rd anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence and the birth of the United States of America as a free and independent nation, let us reflect upon the freedoms we enjoy. Too often we take the rights and privileges that have been afforded us for granted. Let us give thanks to those who have gone before us, which are their sacrifices and granted us the freedom of the Son of the Earth. Grant this body the wisdom to make the best decisions, bring our deliberations, and the courage to stand behind them. Give us the strength to decide our differences for the greater good. When this evening's work is complete, we have guided each of us, and we bring home and grant us all a safe return. For all these things, we ask your blessing. Christ, your Son,
his name, amen. We'll have Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is there a motion to approve the agenda? By Ms. Curran and seconded by Ms. Terminelli. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. A motion to approve the minutes of the June 3rd board meeting by Ms. Curran, seconded by Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Are there any communications?
Thank you card was received from the Wells family for the floral arrangement cards and kind expression of sympathy at the passing of Sheriff Wells' father, Paul Wells. A thank you card was received from Keith Zimmerman and his family for the floral arrangement card and expression of sympathy at the passing of his mother, Donna Zimmerman. A resolution was received from the Village of Canton supporting the passage of the Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act, and furthermore supports the legally regulated cultivation and sale of cannabis in St. Lawrence County.
Thank you. Now is the time for citizen participation. Any citizen wishing to address the board is asked to stand at the podium during the time that they address the board. The address will be limited to a time of 5 minutes, and please state your name before you start your address. Is there anyone that wishes to address the board? Yes, sir.
My apologies, I'm a very tall person. Recently, my name is Seth Weiner. I live in Judson Street in Canton, New York. Recently, I sent a letter to several representatives within the county government concerning the establishment of St. Lawrence County as a sanctuary city for the Second Amendment. As we are all aware, Albany has been passing a large number of laws designed specifically to target gun owners in upstate New York. Most of these laws have no constitutional merit whatsoever, and some of them openly violate the Second Amendment on several grounds. As such, per my letter to the county, I urge this board to promptly investigate, adopt, and pass a resolution declaring St. Lawrence County a Second Amendment sanctuary. Thank you very much. Hope I didn't take too much of your time.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Seeing none, we will move to the presentation of resolutions. Mr. Sheridan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign contracts for preschool special education transportation services.
Move for its adoption. Seconded by Ms. Curran. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign contracts with marketing, research, and community organizations for services associated with lead poison prevention, awareness, and education. Move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Forsyth and Mr. Fay. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing to fill a senior account clerk position in the Public Health Department and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have another resolution authorizing the chair to sign an amendment to the contract with Fort Drum Regional Health Planning Organization for opioid epidemic grant work. I move for its adoption.
Second by Ms. Arquette and Ms. Terminelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a site agreement with the Potsdam Housing Authority for usage of the kitchen facilities by the Potsdam Nutrition Center at Midtown Apartments and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Mr. Denisha and Mr. Akers, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Fidelis Care to allow the Office for the Aging to become a service provider of home-delivered meals. Move for its adoption.
Second by Ms. Terminelli and Mr. Haggard. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Nascentia Health Options to allow the Office for the Aging to become a service provider of home-delivered meals. Move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Mr. Haggard, Ms. Terminelli. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing to fill a nutrition services aide position in the Office for the Aging. Move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Mr. Haggard, Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing to create and fill a casual chemical dependency counselor position in community services, and I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran and Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution granting authorization to fill a Secretary 1 position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Your second. By Mr. Haggard, Mr. Burke, Ms. Curran. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution granting authorization to fill a senior clerk position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Mr. Haggard and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution granting authorization of the creation of a county animal response team and creation of a plan for animal emergencies and move for its adoption.
Seconded by Ms. Arquette and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the Office of Emergency Services for the fiscal year 17 SICG formula grant. Move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Ms. Terminelli, Ms. Curran, any discussion? Roll call, please.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
15, yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution establishing new public bus routes serving Clarkson University, Hampton, surrounding areas, authorizing the chair to sign the contract.
Seconded by Mr. Haggard, Ms. Arquette, and Ms. Terminelli. Roll call vote, please.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
15, yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for Sheriff's Office to accept controlled enforcement funding from the Interstate Office.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran? Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
15, yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the Sheriff's Office to accept funding from the county surplus auction to purchase necessary equipment. Move for its adoption.
For a second. Mr. Burke and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
15, yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with the New York State Defenders Association for the Public Defender Case Management System and move for its adoption.
A second. Mr. Perkins and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Mr. Haggard.
I will be abstaining, you.
Noted. Anyone else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstain.
Carried. One abstention. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution proclaiming July 21 through July 27, 2019 as probation, parole, and community supervision week and move for its adoption.
Your second. By Ms. Curran, Ms. Terminelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign the Alternatives to Incarceration Service Plan contract and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Mr. Haggard, Mr. Burke. Any discussion? Mr. Haggard.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I would ask to be listed as co-sponsor of this.
So noted. Anyone else? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution granting authorization to abolish an account clerk typist position and create and fill an account clerk position in the probation department and move for its adoption.
Your second. Ms. Curran and Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution granting authorization to fill a human resource technician position in human resources and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution granting authorization to fill a human resource assistant position in human resources and move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Arquette, Ms. Arquette, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution granting authorization to fill an assistant public defender position in the Office of the Public Defender and move for its adoption.
Your second by Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Mr. Haggard?
I will be abstaining.
So noted. Any discussion? Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? One abstention. Carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution granting authorization to fill a position of keyboard specialist in the Office of the Public Defender and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran and Ms. Arquette. Any discussion? Mr. Haggard.
Mr. Chairman, I will be abstaining.
So noted. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha.
With New York Environmental Protection and Spill Compensation Fund regarding tax delinquent properties owned by David and Sandy Snyder, Virginia Sampson, Lewis and Lewis Incorporated, Brian Larcy Collins, and Donald Roussel, and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran and Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor? Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing amendment to the St. Lawrence County Three Forks Nation's Land Management Plan, and I move this resolution.
Seconded by Mr. Burke, Ms. Arquette, and Mr. Haggard. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers. Seconded by Mr. Arquette, Ms. Terminelli, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the 2019 budget for forestry for additional funding awarded to the Stubblebilt Trail Grant. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Mr. Haggard, Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Nancy Arquette? Yes. Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution for authorization
your second. Ms. Curran, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the Department of Highways for salt and sand and equipment storage facilities. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? Mr. Denisha, Ms. Curran, Mr. Arquette. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes. 15 yes. Resolution is carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution for the authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Washburn Architect for professional engineering services for the design of salt and sand and motor equipment storage facilities. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? Ms. Arquette, Mr. Haggard, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the Department of Highways for the Tulpville Road Bridge over Oscogee River, bid number 322-1090. I move this resolution.
Seconded by Ms. Curran and Mr. Arquette. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Tony Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign test contract for Delta Engineers Architect and Excavators in D.C. for professional engineering services for Tulpville Road Bridge over the Oscogee River. Bid number 322-1090. Move this resolution.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran, Mr. Sheridan, and Ms. Arquette, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the Department of Highways to purchase diagnostic equipment. I move this resolution.
Your second. By Ms. Curran, Ms. Terminelli. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
15 yes.
Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the Department of Highways for restoration Recovery,
EWR,
TIPS funding. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran, Mr. Denisha, Ms. Arquette, any discussion? Roll call, please.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
15 yes.
It's carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution establishing the 2019 to 2020 Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act budget.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran, Ms. Terminelli, and then Mr. Burke. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha? Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
15 yes.
Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign the chief elected official.
there a second? By Ms. Curran. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign an amendment to the contract with the St. Lawrence County Workforce Development Board. I move this resolution.
Seconded by Ms. Curran. Ms. Arquette. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution for authorization to fill the risk manager position in the office of the county attorney. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Mr. Denisha, Ms. Curran, Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a lease agreement for 50 votes.
Seconded by Ms. Curran. Mr. Burke, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution opposing Senate Bill S-4676 and Assembly Bill A-480-486-3, an act to amend the real property tax law in relation to interest rates imposed on late payment of taxes and delinquencies and redemption of property subject to more than one tax lien, undermine the careful balance that exists in state law related to tax foreclosure process in New York State. I move this resolution.
Seconded by Ms. Curran. Ms. Arquette. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution opposing the Senate Bill S-8680 and Assembly Bill A-10273. State legislation known as the Driver's License Access and Privacy Act concerning undocumented individuals. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran, Mr. Denisha, Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? Mr. Haggard.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I take exception to the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth whereas, but specifically addressing the third whereas. I reject and take exception to equating undocumented people with illegal people. I don't believe that they are the same, and I don't believe they're synonymous. In the fourth whereas, when we refer to law enforcement, I take exception because I believe that we are going down a road where law enforcement would make a decision that otherwise would be reserved for a neutral and detached magistrate upon a showing of probable cause. I don't believe that we should give that decision to the very law enforcement agency, which is currently at the southern border, helping to hold children in cages. And finally, the fifth whereas, which states adoption of the act would create an unacceptable security risk. I believe there's no empirical evidence of that whatsoever, and therefore I will be opposing this resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Haggard. Anyone else? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, I request a roll call vote, please.
Roll call, please.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
No.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
No.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
No.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
12 yes, 3 no.
The resolution is carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo and the RDDI Commission to support residents and communities along the St. Lawrence River who are critically impacted by high water levels and to commit to determining actions to make necessary repairs and to stabilize properties from further damage. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Mr. Forsyth, Mr. Haggard, Ms. Arquette, Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, this resolution will serve as a gentle reminder to the Ready Commission to keep
homeowners and seasonal homeowners, property owners, businesses in mind as they begin to formalize a plan to best utilize how to spend the $300 million of state funds once they meet and apply for and start formalizing how they it's not just about municipalities or city infrastructure that has been affected by high water levels, but we should also be concerned about the financial issues facing shoreline taxpayers that record high water levels that they faced stretching from Niagara County all the way to San Juan County. Damages involve miles of shoreline, docks, infrastructure, homes, owned by individuals. So that's why the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Sheridan. Anyone else? Mr. Haggard.
Yes, I couldn't agree with Mr. Sheridan anymore. I think his points are excellent and well taken. This is exactly the type of resolution that we should be engaging in if we're going to be petitioning the state for help and direction. This is exactly what we should be doing as a legislature, exactly what we should be doing as a county. I believe this resolution directly impacts the citizens of St. Lawrence County, and I wholeheartedly support it.
Thank you, Mr. Haggard. Anyone else? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers? Is there a second? Ms. Curran, Ms. Terminelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution for establishing the standard work day for New York State Retirement System reporting purposes. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution for the authorizing the chair to sign a lease agreement with the development authority of North Country Bank for office space at the Human Services Center. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Ms. Arquette, Ms. Terminelli, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll move to the county administrator's report.
Sure. A few items to update you on. I met last week with the Historical Association and a couple of our town historians to discuss the needs over the next few years, both in the court's filings and the clerk's office, county records. Also, they are have the search underway for the next historian, which the Board of Legislators will receive a recommendation from the interview committee. I've agreed to sit in with them on those interviews. They will be coming up the next couple of weeks. So my hope is by the end of the month that a recommendation can be returned to the board for consideration. At committee, at finance, the discussion regarding the casual employee status of the ninth resolution that you considered tonight was discussed at a labor management meeting, and resolution was reached due to the unique circumstances, and so that resolution wasn't cautioned to you prior to the vote, and we'll revisit that situation in community services before the end of the year. I've been asked to share with you that all county staff are going to have to be in compliance by October 1st, is the deadline for sexual harassment awareness training. So our HR director will be providing that to the Board of Legislators as well, and we'll schedule that to coincide with one of your committee meetings. We did receive a call today from the White House staff looking to ensure that all legislators receive their invitation for July 16th. So if you haven't, please check your email. Last Friday, there was a tour of the PROACT operations in Governor. Three legislators were able to attend, and I think I speak for everyone who observed excellent operations with local people who are well-versed in their fields and appeared very content and working hard to meet demands while visioning for the future.
Certainly, though, if there are others who are interested in getting over to Governor to make that tour, we can schedule. They're certainly happy to have any and every who can go over. If there's interest for that, let my office know. We have received notice from CSEA, from Solid Waste, and the Indigent Defenders that they're prepared to begin negotiations. As you know, all of those contracts will expire at the end of 2019. With regard to the READY initiative, which was the 43rd resolution you considered this evening, I'd like to, if possible, pull together the folks who plan to attend the meeting on July 12th. We met this morning as a staff to discuss project ideas, and certainly some of the municipalities are having these ongoing discussions. So if you have a few minutes, once we adjourn, we'd like to pull the group together in my office. The negotiating committee for sales tax met today. We have both some data gathering and some homework to do. We've scheduled another meeting for July 15th for 4 o'clock. The search committee continues for the EMS director. There are 9 applicants as of close of business today, and the search committee met as a result of reopening the search just to make sure everyone's on the same page. The 2019 equalization rates have been received. I will send those along to you or put them on Google Drive as well and give you a copy of the 2018 equalization rates for comparison. And finally, a couple notes on Finance Committee coming up this month. The second quarter financial update will be provided to give you a mid-year glimpse of department budget performance on August 26th, which will be the August Finance meeting. The final audit should be complete. So I'll talk with Chair Akers, but we had tentatively scheduled the Audit Committee to meet August 12th. I think it's entirely possible that we can move that meeting for August, if possible, to do everything on August 26th. The annual senior picnic for Officer of the Aging is scheduled Friday, July 12th from 9 to 2:30. Lunch will be served at noon at the Governor Community Center. So I think this for some folks will conflict with the meeting in Clayton, but I think it's possible to fit both of those events in. And I just wanted to reiterate the schedule for this month. With the Chair's agreement, we'll maintain the July 15th Services and Operations Committee meeting, but we'll move and have the July 29th Finance Committee meeting. The amended location will be the St. Lawrence County Fairgrounds. There will be no meeting on the 8th or on the 22nd. Are there any questions?
Seeing none, any old business? Mr. Haggard.
You're going to take committee reports tonight, Mr. Chairman.
I went right by them.
We went right
by them. We will take committee reports. Thank you for pointing that out.
I have a committee report on the trustee, Law Library Trustees Board. I have provided a copy of that report to the county administrator, and my understanding is that will be available on Google Drive. There was a meeting on May 24th. With the members, all trustees present, and I would ask to make the report part of the record without objection.
Thank you very much. Any questions about Mr. Haggard's presentation? Seeing none. Any other committee reports? Any old business? Any new business? Ms. Terminelli.
I just wanted to mention on our Attachment A meeting schedule, it has NYSAC in for the 23rd of September, and the dates have been released, and that's actually the 16th through the 18th instead. So I don't know if we should have a discussion about changing those meetings.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Reagan.
I want to publicly thank John Tenbush from the County Planning Office. Along the St. Lawrence River shoreline last week, did a tremendous job of making them aware of some of the opportunities with the Governor's READY program and helped encourage them to start working on proposals to address some of the impacts of the high water. The County IDA was in touch with Corning today to offer any assistance that the County IDA can provide to help Corning rebuild. So just wanted to make you aware.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none, we have need for executive session for litigation, negotiations, personnel with respect to an employee and appointments. Is there a motion to go to executive session by Mr. Forsyth, seconded by Mr. Akers? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of going to executive session?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We will move to executive session. Okay, so that, I guess that original Joshua Frank was from the Services Board?
No, Joshua Frank was from the Community Services Board.
Was it the Services Board that it was originally brought forward?
We'll have to have a motion to remove it again.
Yeah, we need we'll need a motion to you know, bring it back onto the table, if you so. By Mr. Forsyth and Mr. Akers. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. It's now on the table. Mr. Sheridan,
yes.
Your committee.
Mr. Chairman, I have a traffic safety board position. Christina Stewart, 49 and a half, address Canton, New York, and she's replacing Darren Chartrand.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. What I want to do is go back to the Joshua Frank that was removed from the table and is now before the board. It was a services committee appointment, Mr. Sheridan. You don't have it? How about Ms. Terminelli has it?
Here we go. Joshua Frank for Ashbury Place, Messina. Place Ralph Jones. Community Services.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Haggard. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer for appointment to the Fisheries Advisory Board, Darren Wood of Bangor, New York. I move this appointment.
Is there a second? By Mr. Denisha, Ms. Terminelli, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And as I said, I appoint Dan Fay to the Sales Tax Negotiation Committee. Effective June 1st of this year. Is there a motion to adjourn? Seconded by Mr. Forsyth. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
We need the group, Joe, can you ask the group to do the Ready Initiative to meet?
Do we what?
The Ready Initiative folks to meet?
Yeah, the Ready Initiative.